And welcome to The Name Game. This is Bob Zanotti. And that little bit of music that you heard at the opening of the program is a definite hint to the location we are at today. I'm standing on the Hauptgasse, which is the main street of our mystery town. And I'm accompanied here by Ruth Cormont-Boeuf, who is a representative of the local tourist office in our mystery town. Ruth, can you pinpoint our location roughly in terms of region for us?
We are in the eastern part of Switzerland, and it's very rural here, hilly, and the city we are in has 5,000 inhabitants. We have a lot of agriculture, handicrafts, and tourism, and only a little bit of industry.
But some of the industry here is very, very typical and very famous. I think of one product which bears the name of the town we're in, and it's the cheese of this entire region.
It's very spicy, very tasty, mm-hmm. quite strong. There's a special dried meat, and there's also a special liquor. The name of the city is also in the name of the liquor.
Kind of herbal mixture, which is a bit sweet and rather good to take before meals or after meals as a digestive or as an aperitif.
It's good as an aperitif, but it's also good if you have problems with your stomach, because it helps.
If we look at the main street, we have beautiful examples of something which has made this town and this region of Switzerland, this half canton, which is another hint, because we're in a half canton that also bears the name of the city we're in, and that is painting the fronts of houses, the facades of houses, with all kinds of beautiful traditional decorations. And we're standing in front of the pharmacy here in the village, which started it all. What is the story?
Well, the houses here in the main street were all brown or gray until 1930. And then one artist decided to paint the facade, and it was the facade of the pharmacy. And he wanted to paint herbal flowers because it's a pharmacy. And that was the first facade. And then all the other people in the main street thought, wow, that looks nice. We want to do it also. And that's why all the houses here now are painted.
Something that does go back a lot further, though, is what's called farm painting. And there is a definite old tradition here of painting objects in the house, for example, furniture.
Yes, wardrobes are painted, and there are a lot of things that are painted with peasant art motifs. Scenery from a farm life, especially from farm lives, yes, because farmers are very important here.
Ruth, you're going to lead me now to the museum on our town so we can have a look at some of the folklore and some of the things that are recorded and on display in the museum. But first we're going to pay a visit to your boss. He's the director of tourism for our mystery town, Willy Reis. And we'd like to find out from him something about the things that people can do in our mystery town and the area.
Well, it's very, very important here, tourism. There's little industry here. We have no national railway. We have no highways. We are a bit isolated. It's a green land. It's a farm country. So it's really beautiful and peaceful and just the right place to relax. And as you know, farmers tend to preserve culture, folk art, traditions, and all these things much more than anyone else. And this has been kept alive this way here.
The most important mountain peak, which is a famous one in the neighborhood, it's your local mountain, is the Santis. And there are mountains surrounding this entire area. There are also hills. It's a mixture of all of this topography. I imagine that this must give you a wide range of possible things to do here, summer and winter.
As a matter of fact, we have all the way from Lake Constance to Mount Santis, as you said, these rolling hills, and then you have the rocky part. In other words, from the place we are talking right now, it's on to the north, you have the hilly side, and to the south, you have the rocky part. So you have a lot of sports, hiking, of course, mountaineering, paragliding. These are the sports here. And then besides, of course, that people come here for cultural aspects, for folklore, the old things, the traditions, of course, the old crafts and arts, you know. And all these professions are still very much alive here.
Thank you very much. Ruth, here we are in the museum in our mystery town, and it's on several stories, and it's very difficult usually to pick out just one or two to look through. But we're starting here in an area which is very, very typical because it shows musical instruments that are synonymous with this particular part of Switzerland. And we have a bass violin, This looks like a cello here, is that right?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Two violins?
Two violins and a dulcimer.
A dulcimer, which has a local name called a hakbret, and this is a kind of zither instrument, and it's very, very typical of this area. Do we know how it got here?
Well, it's possible that it got here from Eastern Europe.
Because there is some speculation about the people who live here, that they may have descended from gypsies or may have come somehow through Hungary, where the zither music is also known, Eastern Europe, as you mentioned, even beyond. Do you think there's anything in that? Has anything been proved so far?
It's possible that people from here came from Eastern Europe, especially if you look at the music. It's very similar to Hungarian music. Also, if you look at the instruments, and the music has very melancholic parts and very jolly parts.
Like the people are, right?
Like the people are, yes, yeah. Exactly.
We have to listen to some of this music featuring the hakbret. Another part of the exhibition, another part of the museum. We're actually in the roof of the museum. And here is a woman, it's a model, of course, a mannequin, sitting down doing embroidery. And embroidery is indeed one of the special crafts of this area. I'd like to ask you something about the costumes, too. What makes them very special is the headdress. And it's typical also of this area. I believe in certain areas of southern Germany you see the same thing, and the Black Forest and other areas in southern Germany. Their headdress looks like sort of two fans, two lace fans, which are parallel to each other on either side of the head. And apparently here you can tell the difference between the married women and the single women. What is the difference?
The only difference is really the hat. And you have a garland of myrtle for the women that are not married. And you have a special golden cap and a red silk ribbon for the married women.
And this is what was called the Sunday costume, wasn't it? This was brought out on special occasions.
Mostly for church. So really, you don't find it outside church.
And this is a very strongly Roman Catholic area, we must mention.
Oh, yes. We have two half cantons, and our half canton is mostly Catholic, and the other half canton is mostly Protestant.
That's why they were broken up. You didn't always have an easy time getting along because of the religion.
Yes, but now it's getting better.
Okay, Ruth, thank you very much. Time to go out in the street again, because we're going to visit something else and see another one of the typical craftsmen at work. Well, if you can't identify that sound, it's a chisel and a wood hammer. There's a specialist here, a craftsman, who is whittling away at a large piece of oak. What he's producing here is a coat of arms. It looks like something that might be hung on a wall.
Yes, and he's also a specialist for all kinds of things. Well, you can order something and he'll manufacture it. He really does everything. He does dulcimers, he does crosses for the cemetery, whatever you want. But wood is very important here, and lots of people work with wood. Wood is warm, wood makes you comfortable, it's cozy, and people here like a warm atmosphere. Here, grandfather was doing wood carving, the father, and now he's doing it.
Ruth, another sound and another craft.
We are in the house where a coppersmith lives. Now he's 79 years old, and he's doing it for a hobby now.
He's putting the finishing touches on a coffee can.
They're good things for presents. So if you want to give something special made by hand, you can give such a thing made out of copper, and it's really special.
Ruth, we're not at a military shooting range here in our mystery town. This is a sewing machine, a very heavy one.
We are in the atelier of a belt maker, and he's doing belts, very special belts, very typical belts for this area, belts with ornamental cows and pigs and all things like that.
Now, we can trace back this very special item right here to this very place in our mystery town. And Hampi Fessler is carrying on a tradition of making these belts as well as other leather goods.
I stay now in the seventh generation of this profession here.
And that brings us almost to the end of this edition of The Name Game. But just to review a couple of the clues now, we are in northeastern Switzerland. We're in a town whose name is the same as the half canton it's in. We are not too far away from Lake of Constance, from Austria, and from nearby southern Germany. A famous cheese comes from here. Also a dog, which we didn't mention before. It's a breed of dog, which is a very popular breed of dog, bears the name of this place. And I think that that's all the clues that we want to give you now, because we really have had quite a few of them, and it's not that hard to figure out where we are. Ruth, thank you very much for taking us around the mystery town, and maybe it's time to go and have some of that cheese and maybe some of the local wines here.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.